مارك السهابة The Voice of أهل السنة والجماعة.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. مفتي حسن علي سليمان, how are you doing?
وعليكم السلام, الحمد لله. Yeah, everything is fine, الحمد لله على كل حال. Here in Pakistan.
مفتي ساب, we're just gonna dive straight into it because this is quite interesting. Interesting in this sense where everything you just got to sift out, you know, it's so like we're becoming used to it. And there is a tragedy there because you'll just think you can't trust nobody anymore. And it becomes difficult then, difficult to live with people, difficult to deal with people because you don't know what's the agenda. You don't know who's going to knock you, who's going to. So yesterday we saw on the news that a person who is totally anti-Israel, and he is now featuring, we've never heard of him before, but now he comes on the scene and he recently secured the Democratic nomination for NYC mayor, and that was following Andrew Cuomo's concession on the 24th of June, 2025. Mufti Saab, tell us, who is this person by the name of Zohran Kwame Mamdani, whom the Ummah is so happy and elated about?
Well, I don't know why the Ummah is happy about him. But he's of Indian descent, okay? He was born in Uganda, and his mother, I think, was an Indian either actress or director, producer, something like that. Okay. And she's half Indian and half Ugandan, something like this. And the father is, I believe, full Indian. So he was born in Uganda, and he married and came to America. And he's only been in America for 7 years. He became a naturalized citizen 7 years ago, and he's been in politics, and he surprised everyone by becoming the nominee, the Democratic nominee, because New York City is a Democratic city. Okay, almost all the time the mayor is always a Democrat. The current mayor is a black man, Adams. I forget his first name. His last name is Adams. Eric, I think it's Eric Adams, a black man, and he's very corrupt. He took money from Turkey so he could finance his election campaign, and he got caught after he got elected, and the FBI came into and arrested him. Okay, he put up bail. And he's supposed to go to trial, but Trump got elected and pardoned him, or told the judges to drop the case. So the case was dropped. So he's the incumbent mayor, and he will run, okay, against this year. So it'll be an interesting race. He's running as independent. The current mayor, who was elected as a Democrat, but because of the problems he had, the Democrats didn't want him anymore, so he became an independent, and he will run against this Mamdani, I think his name is. Mamdani has a lot of support. He doesn't talk about his religion too much. He doesn't throw that out front because he know it will only hurt him. Andrew Cuomo, who used to be the governor of New York and was running for mayor, in his campaigns against him, against Mamdani, he would show pictures of Mamdani with a full beard. Okay, Mamdani has a beard. He has a Sharia beard, but there's some gaps in there and spaces and everything, and Cuomo made the pictures look like he was more like radical or terrorist type of person. And they asked him during the debate, every mayor of New York, when they get elected, they travel to Israel and they go to the Wailing Wall, where all the Jews go and make dua and everything. Will you do that if you're elected? So he said, I don't need to go to Israel, okay, to help the Jews of New York. Okay, so no, I would not be going. So that endeared him to obviously the blacks, the Muslims, and a whole lot of other people who are, you know, not friendly with Jews. So he got a lot of points for that. He knows what to say, but he's, you know, a 12er, and it's clear he doesn't try to hide. He's a war office. He's just like the Shias of Iran.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he curses our mother. All right, he hates Shagain. So I don't know how the Muslim looking to see what the Muslims are saying. They said there's 400,000 Muslim registered voters in New York City. And they don't know which way they're going to go. Of course, most of them don't vote.
Mm.
But I think they're going to vote this time because this is very interesting. You see? So all of it already has come out. It's the Indians that are there, the people from the Hindus. The Hindus that are in New York, and there are many of them, and they are near the area where he is the politician for them, the representative for them. They are dead against him. They are saying that if he's elected, they will bring Sharia to New York City. Okay? They will bring Sharia to New York City if this guy's elected. The Jews have already put out stuff that all Jews of New York City, you should leave now if this guy is elected. There's 1,300,000 Jews in New York City. It's the largest Jewish city in the world, including Israel, okay? The largest in the world. And so they're a little bit nervous, okay? He believes in rent control, all right, where in all over America, a landlord can raise the rent as much as he wants every year or every second year. But he's running on a platform that poor people and working class people can agree with. He believes in rent control, that you cannot raise the rent, but so much, so often. Keep the amount of rent increase down, okay? And other things he's for. So the real estate people, they don't like him. And the wealthy real estate people like him even less. So he does have enemies, but it's not because of his religion. Again, that's not much of a factor. The fact that he's more of a socialist, he's not a pure capitalist. So they associate him with like Russia and China and like that. The people of the right, the people of Trump's party, the Republicans, they don't like him. So it'll be very interesting. The election will be in November. So from now until November, there'll be a lot of talk. There'll be a lot of back and forth.
And I've seen this article which you've sent to me, which is quite interesting. It was posted just a few days ago recently. And it says here that on the 5th of June, and this was at the historic, what they say, the historic cathedral of St. John, the divine, what they're saying, right? New York's mayoral candidates were invited by an interfaith panel of religious leaders. So here again, just if you're looking at this and scrutinizing these words, interfaith, you've got to be firstly a subscriber to interfaith to actually belong to this. So that already cancels out through Muslims. So part of them, as this article has said, Jim Walden, Michael Blake, Scott Stringer, and this personality, Zohran Mamdani. And they say a 33-year-old state legislator, and as you've highlighted so aptly, that this is a Muslim, and it says you're Indian immigrant. You said 7 years is just in the U.S. Is that correct, Mufti Saab?
Right. That's correct.
And now he is in New York, and he is also running in as a candidate for this Democratic primary.
For the mayor.
Yeah. So now, This is where the twist comes in. His anti, I've seen the poster that's here. He rejects NYPD. Now, something that is going to really now amuse the Muslimin. He rejects Israel. Now, people are so excited, so elated that this personality is coming in. He rejects Israel. And then they may also go on to this extent. He rejects Jewish rights. So this all seems like a catch, a well-structured catch. And it is for the Muslims.
Yeah, again, but who wrote this? People from the right, people who are Republicans, they're the ones that's writing this. So this a classic case of half-truths. He's against funding the police. Why? Decreasing the amount of money to the police, but he's not against crime enforcement. Okay? There's been so many while I was there and then after I left, so many illegal police things that were being done. Okay? Black people being shot, unarmed black people being shot by policemen. Okay? So controlling their budget is one way of reining them in, okay, and controlling them, to some degree. So he's not against the police, no, but he's a minority like others, and minorities in New York especially are victims of police brutality, okay? But the whites that are there, they'll just say, no, you're against the police. Oh, that's not true. It's not true at all. Okay? And he has a big problem. Muslims will have a big problem with him because he visits churches, okay, and gives speeches there, as well as masjids, as they say, of different denominations. So he'll visit Sunni Imam Baghas. He'll visit the Salafis. He'll visit, Hanafis. But he also, if they allow him, he'll visit the Jewish temples also. He's been to Hindu temples, okay? And like you see in that article, he's been in the middle of the church with other people. They've, had discussions and whatnot. But what pisses them off, what gets them mad is he doesn't apologize. He doesn't toe the line with the Jews. He knows the Jews are not in his voting base, so he can say what he wants. He's not bought by AIPAC, okay, like the other politicians. So he can say a little strong stuff against the Jews. That thing that he said that, no, he doesn't have to go to Israel to help the Jews of New York, because he believes that the Jews of New York are part of his, his responsibility. Everyone there, no matter what their religion is or in political persuasion. So he says the right things like that. He's studied something, and he knows how to talk. But what did he say? That he would, Benjamin would come to America, he would arrest him, okay? Because the International Court of Justice has a warrant out for our good friend Benjamin, okay, from Israel. And he said he would arrest him. But the thing is, he can say that, but America doesn't recognize the International Court of Justice and all the other subpoenas and everything that goes along with it. So really, it's empty rhetoric. It sounds good that he's strong against the Jews, but there's certain things that he can't do anyway. If Netanyahu would come to America, there'd be no way that he could arrest him, because America doesn't recognize the International Court of Justice.
I've seen on another article here, it shows that he is, he was asked during a CBS interview, The Late Show, and this was on the eve of the election. The host on that show was Stephen Colbert. And he asked Mamdani if he believed the state of Israel had the right to exist. So he responded, he said, yes, like all other nations. He said, I believe it has a right to exist. and a responsibility also to uphold international law. So can we fully say that he is against Israel? Because he's on the fence here, as you can see, because we say, no, don't speak about two-state nation and all the rest. We don't want all of that. The Jews must leave, and that's what we want. They must go somewhere else, find another home. But the problem there lies is that who is willing to take these Israelis in? And nobody is willing to do so. So the struggle will continue because the Palestinians, they are kind people. So and they allowed them to come in and now allowed them to do what they, to infiltrate to this extent. Of course, they were just being kind to the Jews. And this is what it says come to. But here he says that a responsibility also to uphold international law. So it seems like another catch, like when Trump had to come in for his, to serve his second term as a president, then he had to get some votes. So he did say certain things which many Muslims then said, Trump is the person that we need to vote for. But once he's in power, it changes his tune.
Well, he can't say as much as we want him to say and get elected. All right. Well, personally, you know, me and you, we don't care whether he gets elected or not. Mm-hmm. All right. But as far as the people that support him, there's no way he can get elected by saying that Israel has no right to exist. The fact that he said that, but they do have the responsibility of upholding international law. Is such a strong statement, weak to me and you, but so strong to the people of America because no one else has said that. Okay? Iran didn't violate any international law, but yet they got bombed by Israel, who constantly violates international law. They're violating the law by being in Gaza. They are occupied in Gaza for so many years, and no one speaks out against it. Saddam Hussein got put on sanctions, okay, and for violating one or two things, but Israel continued to violate for years many UN resolutions and what have you. So the fact that he said, you know, we expect that, that's something you will go over your head, but it didn't go over my head. All right. He's saying, yeah, okay, they can be there because I can't say they have no right to exist, but I can say this, that we do expect them that when there's a international law, that they respect that law just like everybody else. And if they violate the law, then they'll be punished, okay, like every other country, you see? So, he's not going to come out there and say, no, they have no right to exist, because his campaign won't go any further. That's clear.
I've seen now, it's just like shocking things that, you know, one thing leads to the next. So here it says of he's actually a South African schoolboy. It's amazing how everything is just coming back. The roots. It says here,
okay.
Meet New York City's likely next mayor. And this you can see on the Daily Maverick, a famous newspaper in South Africa. So a former SA schoolboy. So he was here and he spent some considerable time here as well. His mother is some sort of a celebrity. His wife is also a Syrian American artist, and his mother is a famous.
And we don't know her religion.
Yeah, his mother is a famous filmmaker.
Okay.
Yeah, and he lived with his family. They say briefly in Cape Town, but if he did school and the rest, it must have been for considerable time. So he lived in Cape Town, South Africa, before moving to New York City when he was 7.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's a lot of things to this. It's just so many.
It looks like he's following in the footsteps of Obama. Okay. Obama's father was not an American. He only went to America to get a master's degree. And that's where he met Obama's mother and got her pregnant before they married. So then after after that, then they married. And shortly after that, he returned to Kenya, and she stayed in America. Then she went to Pakistan, she went to Indonesia, and then she went back to America. But people keep saying that Obama was the first black president, which is not true. He's the first mixed race president. All right, his mother's pure white. There was no black in her at all. Her parents were pure white. So he's half white, half black. He was a mixed race president. He was not America's first black president.
Hmm.
And this person seems to be doing a similar thing. Mamdani, his wife, no one knows what his wife is. She's from Syria, so she could be anything. Hmm. She could be Christian. She could be Muslim. She could even be Jewish. No one knows, and no one talks about it. But everyone knows everything about him.
Hmm.
So yeah, that's another thing you have to look at.
Yes, we say Jazakumullah Khairan Muftisab for bringing to our attention this year, which I think nobody has really done so well. I haven't seen any focus on this aspect of this Mamdani's other side, which we haven't been alert of. You know, Muslims, they just see currently the trend is anyone who's anti-Israel so it becomes Muslim, is Muslim, and yeah, we must. So
starting with the Pope, when the Pope got elected, the newest Pope, and he said some very good things, we would say good things, and against Israel, and a lot of the Muslims say, hey, the Pope is okay. So starting with him, and then Trump and everything. So you speak bad against Israel and you're an okay person. But when we come back Monday, inshallah, I think we have to talk about that group in UK. There's a UK group that has forced many companies to stop doing business with Israel because of what they're doing in Gaza, and Israel and the UK is trying to label them a terrorist group.
Mm.
Okay? They're a protest group. They don't carry guns or anything like that. They just go to companies and they boycott and they hold up signs and, say divest and all this other stuff. And the UK government is saying, we're going to put you on the terrorist list.
Mm.
Just like Hamas and other people. And that's amazing. Okay? That's amazing. So you can't say anything against Israel, no matter who you are.
Mm. So inshallah, yes, on Monday, just send us some information and we'll discuss
it. Inshallah.
Mufti Saab, you have a good Jumu'ah tomorrow. Make dua for us as well and for the Ummah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.